pay a portion of their energy bills. You only need 1 month of income verification and a copy of your energy bill when you submit your application. Please make sure you have this documentation as it will help expedite your application processing. In addition to energy assistance, we also offer referrals to our CAPRW home weatherization program. Ramsey and Washington County residents may call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information and to apply online.
Did you know you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio?
That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or online at kfai.org.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I knew that.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. It is 2026 here at the Filipino American National News, and I hope you enjoyed the last couple weeks with our interview with former Philippine Basketball Association coach Alex Compton. We will be having that interview shortly on our Facebook site, where you can watch the over hour interview with Coach Compton on our Facebook site. But if you're looking to listen to the last week's version of the radio interview, feel free to go to kfai.org and searching the Filipino American National News in regards to listening to that show for one more additional week, as our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on the KFA website. Or you can also pull up the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. In terms of community announcements, Balita, happy birthday greetings go out to our former and longtime co-host of the Filipino American National News, Ramon Hugh, who celebrated his birthday yesterday. Also, happy birthday greetings go out to longtime listener of the Filipino American National News, Eileen Love, who's celebrating her birthday on Tuesday, January the 6th. Also on Tuesday, January 6th, a longtime frequent guest on the Filipino American National News, Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat take on the Timberwolves for the second time in a couple of days, this time in Minnesota as they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then Filipino American basketball player Dylan Harper and his San Antonio Spurs will be taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves on January 11th at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And if, for those of you that are big fans of the NBA, you will have noticed that on Christmas Day game, Dylan Harper was wearing some player edition inspired shoes that were in the color concept of the Filipino flag. But in regards to some other committee announcements here on the Filipino American National News, a Filipina American comedian by the name of Sienna Hubert Ross will be performing at the Sisyphus Brewing and Comedy Club in Minneapolis on January 16th, 17th, and 18th. In regards to another committee announcement, this one that generally takes place in the month of February, but for the second time, I believe, in the history of this event, the Phil Minnesotan Association presentation of Debbie Townsend Escorts will be taking place on Saturday, March the 7th. Cocktails begin at 6 p.m., dinner at 7 p.m., and this will be taking place at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul. More information in regards to this event in the near future here on the Filipino American National News. I believe that the annual Sanuluk Festival will be taking place in the next week or two. I haven't seen an official announcement out there, but I did see some post of practicing for that religious festival that I believe that takes place in the Cebu area of the Philippines. Looks like there was a practice for some of the dancers for that event at the Indigenous Roots Cultural Center in St. Paul. And some major announcements that we also see here on the Filipino American National News. One-time guest of the Filipino American National News, J.R. De Guzman, who is a comedian that involves singing and guitar playing on the Filipino American on as part of his comedy, is performing at the Acme Comedy Club on June the 11th through the 13th. And hopefully before this performance, we'll have JR on the show to speak about his career and his performance coming up. And then another a major announcement that just got announced within the last week or so is that the annual Philippine Day celebration will be taking place on Saturday, July the 18th. And this is from 3 to 8 p.m., but it's a change of venues. No longer will it be in Woodbury, Minnesota, but it's going to be switching over on the other side of 4094, and this is in Egan's Central Parks Festival grounds. And for more information in regards to this event, you can go to philippineday.csfamn.org. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the artist Nick Makino and Flo G, and the name of this track is We Made It.
Everybody ever say it? Yeah, they don't prove, but we made it. Yeah, we don't know what they made. Yeah, nangyari. Sabi ko easy ka lang. Kala nila sa akin wala na kong bake. Pero di nila alam. Planadong atake may gustong madali. Ako lang nakakaalam. Binibeloan ko lang. Nung nilabas ko lahat na gulantang. Ngayon naman ang new city. Dati pala magharakiri. Buti na isip si Gigi. Tinapos sila sa akin Gigi. Ngayon ang blessing sa akin ay umuulan. Sinasalo na lang.
Flo G with We Made It. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. From 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central, well, sorry, 9 to 9:30 Central Standard Time. For those of you that didn't get that the first time around, we're the longest running Filipino American radio show program in the United States. We can also be found on both Facebook and Instagram as well. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from CBS News Chicago. A 70-year-old grandmother from the Philippines who was facing deportation on Friday morning has been allowed to remain in the country after her removal was because of immediate medical concerns. Rebecca Pinyard's family was able to prove she was unfit to fly, even if the flight was meant to be her deportation. She was scheduled to be deported to the Philippines on a flight from O'Hare International Airport, but her family said that she suffers from a list of medical issues, including severe kidney disease, thyroid issues, and uncontrolled blood pressure. They raised those issues to United Airlines, which subsequently canceled her deportation flight because she wasn't fit to fly. She has returned to Clay County Jail in Indiana, where she has been detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement after more than 40 years in the United States. Right now, as it stands, I am basking in the fact that my mother has not been put on that flight because I was supposed to travel with her, said her daughter, April Lowe, who was prepared to fly with her as an escort. Lowe said she hasn't been able to speak to her mother since the flights were canceled. Pinyard's family admits she served 19 years in prison for drug charges after she was arrested more than 20 years ago. She did serve her time. She served 19 years, and she was let out on good behavior. So due process did its job then, Lowe said. After she was released, Pena was required to check in once a year with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. It was during one of those check-ins when she was taken into federal custody in March. "My mother's medical situation is dire," said Lowe. It was unclear why Pinyard was detained in the first place. Her family, she has said, she has had an active green card. ICE has not responded to requests for comment. United Airlines declined to comment on Pinyard's case. And right now we're going to head over to our second story of the evening. And this comes from jpost.com. The Philippines ambassador to Israel aims to increase Israeli tourist arrival in 2026 to the Southeast Asian nation through a proposed direct flight between Tel Aviv and Manila, according to a statement shared by the Philippines Tel Aviv embassy on Sunday. Ambassador Eileen S. Mendiola placed a share increase in Israel tourism to the Philippines at the top of her agenda for 2026, aiming to increase Israel's approximately 25,000 tourists to the country to 35,000 annually. Ambassador Mendiola said that the country is putting effort in increasing Israel's interest to awareness of the Philippines as a destination to visit. Israel is home to more than 40,000 Filipino nationals, the majority of whom work as home caregivers nationwide. Around 50,000 Filipino nationals traveled to Israel in 2025, with half as many Israelis traveling to the Philippines, all without direct flight options. "Our relations begin with strong people-to-people ties. When the Philippines opened its door to 1,300 Jewish refugees fleeing the Holocaust," Ambassador Eileen S. Mendiola told the Jerusalem Post, "as we forge the future of the Philippines Israel relation, people remain at the center, with the hopes for the direct flight and increased tourism, trade, and investment between our two countries." Right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It's from an artist by the name of Tracy Cruz, and the name of this song is "Because of Your Love" for Efeniana.
Always knew what to say. You lifted me when skies were gray. You always put a smile on my face. You made me feel like I conquered the world. Since I was a little girl, you were always there by my side, guiding my life, guiding my life. Because of your love, my heart sweetly sings. Because of your love, you gave me my wings. Because of your love and the joy that you bring. Because of your love, I believe in my dreams. I'll never forget the times you sang to me and I. You made every sacrifice to make every dream alive. Never be able to repay you for what you've done for me and more. All I can do is honor your life by shining my light, shining my light. Because of your love, my heart sweetly sings. Because of your love, nothing can replace
once again, that was Tracy Cruz with Because of Your Love for Efinia. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News for this week. We hope to bring you some more interesting guests, not only people that are of fame, celebrities, athletes, but also community leaders here and local business owners of some Filipino business that are springing up in here in the community of Minnesota. And who knows, maybe next week we will have a special guest on the Filipino American National News. You'll just have to listen in and tune in to the Filipino American National News to see if we have a special guest on the show for next week. But right now, we're going to end the show from an artist by name of Flip Nunez. And the name for this song, This Time for Good. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns. Hello there, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we have a really good Robert.